Welcome to Animateez, a retro anime review comedy podcast. Join our resident anime nerd Mackenzie and anime noob Lindsay as they delve into their VHS vault and review the best and worst of what the 80s and 90s had to offer. These episodes contain spoilers and adult language, so stick around if you're cool like that. Welcome to a very special holiday episode of Animateez. My name is Mackenzie, here with my lovely co-host, Lindsay.
Hello.
Don't ask me what that was. I'm just high on the holidays.
We are in the heat of the holiday season. It might be Christmas Day you're listening to this. It might be Boxing Day.
It might be April 2026. Who knows?
Regardless, I hope you're having a happy holiday, be it Christmas, Easter, or whenever you're getting here.
It's like the solstice, who knows?
Yeah, you're more of a solstice gal yourself.
Yeah, I've become a solstice lady these past couple years.
I don't usually do much with the holidays. I go and see my family, but like I don't have a single decoration up. I got nothing crazy going on.
I dehydrated oranges and made garland.
I hung out with a friend yesterday who was also dehydrating oranges.
Heck yeah. Gotta represent the sun somehow. Welcome that shit back.
Hell yeah. We're actually being joined by a special guest this week who wanted to help out with the intro of this episode. So let me go get them.
Oh no. Oh no. Mackenzie has stepped off screen. Oh no. Did I hear a jingle bell?
Oh, 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 happy holidays, Lindsay. Oh. I'm Beardy Claws, and I'm here to give gifts to all of the good podcast girls and boys. Have you been a good girl this year?
Good is a very subjective term.
I should have seen that coming, so for the sake of the bit, I'm going to pretend you said yes.
Yes, I have been.
I'm so glad that you've been such a good girl this year. Unfortunately, I must be quick as I have plenty of gifts to continue making and delivering. But I've left a gift with Mackenzie that I'll have him open up right now. So, happy holidays and have a happy new year, Lindsay!
Aw, thanks, Beardy Claws.
Ah, man, wasn't that sweet? The real Beardy Claws took time out of his day to show up here.
He's a busy person, and I'm so happy that he made time to stop by our little podcast.
Man, that's crazy.
What a guy. What a great beard.
I know, right?
Oh, it's just luscious and he's got a really good mullet going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I look like him when I'm older.
Oh man. I hope you can too.
But let's open up this gift and see what he left us.
Oh no. What did we get?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh no, what is it? Stop leaving me in anticipation.
It's a copy of the series. Oh wait, sorry, no. It's a copy of the movie we'll be watching this week.
Oh my gosh, what? Is it The Grinch?
Oh man, I know this movie.
Oh yeah?
It's a tale
what
of magic, love, friendship, sickness, broken hearts, and a frozen wasteland.
Oh my gosh, is it The Godfather?
No, but it also kind of sounds like Frozen, but it's not Frozen. You know, hold on. That didn't sound very nice and Christmassy. Let me rephrase that, okay?
Okay.
It is a nostalgic and heartfelt tale set in a frozen wasteland where a group of girls will use the magic of friendship to free someone they love from a life force draining curse, all while their mentor struggles with expressing their love for another.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like it's going to give me a cavity. What is this?
Do you care to wager a guess on what you'll be watching this week?
I have no idea. So you said it's a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay, it's about a bunch of girls and friendship. Oh gosh, that's not my normal genre. That's not my area of expertise. So you said it's a movie. It's not a Miyazaki film.
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it's called and maybe that'll help?
Okay, yeah.
It is called Hearts in Ice.
Ooh.
But that's the subtitle name, like the additional title in the movie. Do you know what series it is?
No, I have no idea. Is it My Little Pony? Sorry.
No. That is not anime. How dare
Rainbow you? Rainbow Bright.
This week, you will be watching the incredibly adorable 1994 magical girl anime film Baneoko Takeuchi
Hearts in Ice, aka Sailor Moon S the Moon.
Yeah! I just punched my closet wall!
Since both of us have both watched Sailor Moon before, it will not spoil anything by watching a mid-season movie, because oh my god, is it hard to find a standalone Christmas anime that is not tied to a series and does not spoil anything. And yes, I see you, Tokyo Godfather stands, but it doesn't come out in the 80s or 90s, so you can get out of here.
Yeah.
There was one other anime that was a Christmas anime that was about a cat that gets turned into a girl, but I could only find it in German. No subtitles in English, so we're going with the cooler route anyways, which is Sailor Moon S the Movie.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh, I love Sailor Moon. I think Sailor Moon, like many 90s babies, was like the first anime I ever watched. Oh,
it's a good one.
I'm so excited.
I'm especially this movie. This movie is so wholesome. It's so sweet. It has got just really adorable things that happen with it, plus that classic Sailor Moon. So I'm excited for you to watch this. And you clearly are also very excited to watch this.
I mean, I punched a hole in my wall, so.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Lola from Big Mouth, just like extreme, like displays of emotion.
You are the opposite of a fucking Brussels. I'm not going to try and do that voice.
This is Lola. Ow, I think I hurt my jaw trying to do
this
that.
This is Lola, you fucking. I can't do it.
That's Oolong again.
I know, I always go to Oolong for those voices. You fucking Brussels sprout.
Oh my gosh, Oolong, when did you get here?
Now, do you have a favorite Sailor Scout of all 10?
Oh, 10? Jesus. I was like, I think I know like 6.
Of all 10, you've got Sailor Mercury, Sailor Mars, Sailor Pluto, Sailor Venus, Sailor Neptune, Sailor Moon, Sailor Jupiter, Sailor Uranus, Sailor Saturn, and of course, Sailor Shimi Moon.
Oh, man. Okay, so growing up, I loved Sailor Venus. She was my favorite. Her and Jupiter.
Damn right, Jupiter. We stand a tall queen.
Oh, man, she's great. But yeah, I don't think I ever really got into, like, Neptune or Uranus or...
You mean you weren't into the ones that America decided weren't lesbian lovers?
The queer-coded ones? Yeah.
But were instead, they were cousins, but then forgot to cut out the scene where they kiss? Because in America, it's bad to be lesbians, but it's okay to kiss your cousin.
Yeah, that's fine. Incest is fine. Light incest.
So Sailor Venus or Jupiter?
Yep. I wonder, I didn't know there was a Sailor Saturn, but that's cool. Because Saturn's my favorite planet.
I was a Sailor Jupiter stan, as previously mentioned. We stan a tall queen. I love Sailor Jupiter. The rest are cool. They all got their things, but Sailor Jupiter's badass. If I had to go for a secondary or from the tertiary Sailor group, it is definitely Uranus, because she's just like short-haired queen who just doesn't take no shit.
I love that.
I'm a fan of that.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. Like I said, I haven't watched a ton of it since I was a kid, so I don't know how much I remember, but I am very excited.
Get ready for magical girl transformations, talking cats, tuxedo mask.
Ooh, and did like tuxedo mask.
I can't remember if I've ever told the story before, but when the American/North American official SailorMoon.com chat room opened up, I got in and got the tuxedo mask handle, and I was fawned over with all the ladies with all their Sailor Moon handles.
I was gonna say, girls must have flocked to that so hard.
I had a daily chat going on with someone with the Sailor Moon handle. I'm pretty sure they were like a 40-year-old dude, I bet you. But
oh man.
I would never love got weird if, or creepy.
I would love that if they're listening to this, and then we could like reconnect you. So if anybody listening to this ever chatted with Tuxedo Mask on a Sailor Moon message board back in the day, we may have him.
Live chat room.
Oh, sorry. A live Sailor Moon chat room.
I did meet one person that I had as like a bit of a pen pal named Kari that I really liked. Her name was like Kari from Digimon. They were actually a real person, because I did webcam chat with them.
It's not like an episode of Catfish.
No. But I was also like 10 or 12. So then they live in the States. We obviously never met. but no, I also loved Sailor Moon as a kid. I still got a couple Sailor Moon t-shirts I wear every now and again.
Yeah, you have a Sailor Moon cup that I drink out of when I come over.
That's true, you do. It's just such an iconic series.
It's very iconic.
It has gone through a lot of different iterations between manga, TV shows, movies, video games, and of course the most recent remake, which has been criticized for its poor animation quality. And while it does match up closer to the style of the manga and the story of the manga, it is rough.
Is that the one with like the noodle arms and the noodle limbs? Like they're just like...
Yeah, there's weird noodly going on in that one.
They just like forgot to add elbow and knee joints.
Basically.
Oh, man.
We're going to go do our Sailor Moon transformations and be back after Lindsay has watched Sailor Moon S, the movie Hearts in Ice.
Gonna fill up on that moon prism power.
Fuck yeah. And we're back from watching Sailor Moon S, the movie. And I gotta say, every time I watch Sailor Moon, I get so friggin' pumped. Like, I'm so jealous of their friend group, their sweet transformations, their powers, the cute outfits. I would say give me that shit, but I don't think I would be able to pull off a Sailor Scout uniform.
That's quitter's attitude. I'm pretty sure there's an Instagram person called like Bear Sailor Moon or something, and he looks incredible, and he's a big bear, and he pulls it off great, so you never know.
I mean, maybe for a maybe for Expo, I'll throw on a Sailor Jupiter outfit or something.
Do it. They're really cool.
Let me just finish developing the six pack, and I'll
I was like, he doesn't have a six pack. You don't need a six pack. You just need confidence, baby.
I also say finish the six pack. I've barely started manufacturing it. Still in the planning phase. Anyways, what about you? Did this movie get you amped and make you go, aww, a whole bunch?
I mean, my little bitter heart was like, ugh, friendship. But I was like, oh, shut up. It's so cute. They defeated the villain by friendship. Like, come on. I know. I'm like, I'm very happy that little girls in the 90s got to have Sailor Moon because it's amazing. Like, it's such, it's just such like wholesome content for like empowering young girls.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you don't need to go it alone. You got your friends group. Now, that being said, not all your friends group are going to be Sailor Scout worthy, and that's okay.
Yep.
But you got your friends and you can utilize them when you need help. And I think the whole movie and series as a whole really gives that good vibe, because everyone I knew that was super into Sailor Moon like was always really nice, and they were always caring. And they're always just like, I gotta live my best, you know, life is like what Sailor Moon would want. And that was pretty sweet. I don't know what they grew up like, but as children they were great.
Oh man, yeah. I was like, hopefully they just like kept that energy going into their adult life and spread the seed of friendship. I don't know,
but this movie is nice because it's in the Sailor Moon S series, so it's a little further down the timeline. We have all the extra Sailor Scouts. We've got Shibi Moon. We've got Artemis and Luna. They're all there. The animation's also a little cleaner too because it's a little further down.
Yeah, it's very clean,
which is nice because obviously, again, it's 90s animation. You're gonna have shortcuts. You're gonna have still scenes with nothing but the background moving. Overall, I think Sailor Moon's pretty good with.
Oh yeah, they had like mucho budget for this.
Yeah,
the animation is like very detailed, very colorful. They didn't hold back on expense.
Yeah, I'm sure most of it went into like the transformations or like the snow sequences, because apparently that's a lot to do. But overall, yeah, it definitely wasn't like a low budget. I mean, Sailor Moon's never really been low budget, but it was like, it had a little bit extra going on it. Kind of like what they do with movies, with any anime. They're like, hi, here's a full season's budget for 1 hour.
And we all are very thankful for it.
Yeah.
This was the first time that I had seen Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
Wait, seriously?
I never got that far. Yeah, I never got that far originally. I only got to like Chibi and Artemis when I originally watched it. But yeah, this is my first time with those three. So they're really badass.
Love them.
They're so cool.
Like, Uranus is the coolest of them.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I also love that she's very like butch, and then she transforms and they're like, we need to give her lip gloss.
So it's funny. So when I first saw Uranus and the other scouts, Neptune and Pluto, I was like, oh, they've got to be in their like 20s because they're like way more mature.
That's what I thought.
No, they're just like a year older than the others.
I would say watch, they're like grade 10.
Yeah, they're literally like the next year up, which is funny because Uranus is like a race car driver and like super cool and badass. And then you've got like Sailor Moon, who's just so childish, and it's only a 1 year difference.
Childish. Yeah, that's insane. Oh man,
I believe she's dating Neptune.
Yeah, I think so too, because they were always like side by side when they were sitting in the cafe.
Yeah, and they're, as we'd mentioned, part one, they were the cousins instead of lovers.
They were kissing
but
cousins.
But there's that one point where she actually kisses Usagi in the manga, and then even goes so far as to call her kitten later on. She's wow. Kitten to her. She gives off daddy energy, because even at times, like, I think it might be Shibi Moon eventually calls her, like, Daddy Haruka instead of, like, just Haruka at one point. And she wears, like, the boys' school uniform, and she identifies both as male and female, which is cool. And anytime they've tried to change that nowadays with, like, you know, new localizations or anything, the creators are like, no, no, no. We're not doing that kissing's cousins bullshit anymore. Get out of here.
We are putting our foot down. The lesbians gender fluid people stay.
Exactly. You're damn right.
Hell yeah.
I'm so surprised it was your first time seeing them, because yeah, they are literally so cool. If it wasn't for them, I would be like, Jupiter's my favorite no matter what. But like with Uranus in there, I'm just like, damn, man, she's so fucking cool. I'm really glad you actually got to see them then. I'm glad I didn't choose something from before they arrived, because yeah, they are so fucking cool.
Like, I knew of them, I just had never seen them in anything.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, she's also got they've also got way cooler powers.
Oh yeah.
Like Uranus's thing is called Earth Shaking, and it's this giant,
and it's just
Dragon
like a
Ball
globe
Z
that just
globe.
Like yeets at people from like underneath the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so
and
cool.
Like, and it's really funny because in the show, and we'll get to that, but in the show it's like she does that, and then the next thing is like Mercury, and she's like, here are my
bubble
bubbles
blast.
That literally did nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
But no, they are they're fantastic. I love them so much. But let's talk more about them by talking about what we just
the
watched
movie?
With
the
Sailor
plot?
Moon S, the movie, Hearts in yep. Ice.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah. Well, we start with our exposition, which is very 2001 A Space Odyssey, just like these beautiful establishing shots of like the Earth from space and the moon and stuff. And then we get this like evil obelisence, like badass bitch who's like, ah, yes, Earth, I'm going to help you become even more beautiful. Which is like, if you're killing off other humans, that'll do it, because we're fucking the Earth up.
Yeah, but to turn it to ice, just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess it looks pretty, but
Maybe it's like Arnie in the Batman movie. He's just trying to like cool the Earth down. But yeah, so she talks about like how she's going to spray her ice seed all over the globe and, you know, take over and keep the globe for her collection. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, the and Princess Snow Kaguya.
Yeah.
She's dubbed as. I have a question.
Okay.
So does it count as nudity if you're made of ice? Because she is Booba in hardcore.
I was thinking about that, and I was like, I feel like this is what like costumers called like a challenge accepted, because I was like, how do you? She's fully no top, but has a cardigan, but still like tits out. I don't know.
But if they're
it was
made
weird.
Of ice, it's not nudity, right?
Well, there's no nipple.
Exactly.
So I guess we can show children this.
Yeah, the Snow Queen is so Sailor Moon villain coded, though. I love it. I love all Sailor Moon villains. I think they're so funny. They're always so intense and the same sort of like eye look to them. Like you know it. You could show me an image of five villains and I could tell you which one's a Sailor Moon villain, even if I hadn't seen that
absolutely.
Episode.
They're so iconic.
I love them so much. But we see her and then we kind of float back to Earth.
Well, but first we go into the epic theme song, which is always amazing and always a treat. And if you fast forward through it, you're a monster.
And this one's cool, too, because like it's not just the normal like Sailor Moon. It's the same music, but this one's got like a nice slice of life montage of all the group doing their thing. My favorite part of that is they're at the punching machine that like tells you how strong your punch is. And everyone's like kind of weakish. And then
they're
Jupiter's
like, yeah,
kind of like
good enough.
Flicks it. And it's like, boom, top score.
100. Yeah, just crushes it.
No, this the Sailor Moon intro has and forever will be such a banger.
Oh yeah. It slaps. It is,
oh, anytime I hear that come on, I'm like, fuck yeah. Now this one was in Japanese, but it's still just as cool in Japanese.
Yeah, I was like, as we heard from the transition, I don't need any lyrics to sing that song.
Nope, no lyrics, no talent, no nothing.
Don't even need a bucket to carry the tune.
Nope. Yeah, so in love with the Sailor Moon theme song.
Oh yeah, it just makes you so happy.
Hell yeah. In fact, after I watched this, I went and learned it on guitar.
Amazing. New TikTok content.
Exactly.
It'll be you serenading all of our followers. Ugh. No, you don't want to do that? Anyway, we come back from our theme and we're in, it feels like Shibuya, but like just like a busy city center, like in front of like a big screen. And it's a news report about this female who's going to be going to space and how cool that is, which I was like, yes, women in STEM, let's do this.
Himeko.
Yeah, Himeko. And then Usagi is watching with Chibi. Rini, is that her name out of...
Well, the English name is Rini, but she's also, I believe, named Usagi.
Oh.
Also named, like, Usagi Shibuyusa.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, Usagi and little Usagi. Anyway, they're watching it.
Shibuyusa.
Yeah. Usagi is like, I want to go to space on a date with Moma. Or Momo? Moma?
Mamoru.
Mamoru. Mamoris. The thing that I loved was the fact that they gave her space helmet, little meatballs for her buns. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
it was
you don't want to
so
mess
cute.
The hair up.
No, especially when it's as iconic as hers.
Sorry. Just you trying to name Tuxedo Mask.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, Tuxedo Mask, that's his name.
Yeah, Mamoru, also known as Darian Shields in the English.
Ooh, Darian Shields.
Yeah,
it was
Darian and, oh my gosh, hold on. The fuck was her English name?
Serena.
Serena, right,
again,
yeah.
I only knew her as Serena, and this is my first time watching it as Usagi.
Yeah, it's a little bit different for people coming into more modern like translations and whatnot, as they actually keep the Japanese name. So yeah, you might have been confused a bit, and you're like, who the fuck is, like, they're like, oh, Mamoru, and you're like, who the fuck is that?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't remember Tuxedo Mask's like boy name, so it didn't matter.
That's fair.
And after, you know, we see her fantasizing about having a date on the moon, Luna's like, can you focus? You have entrance exams coming up, girl. Like, this is your last winter break as in junior high. You know, always the pragmatic one that's like, cannot. Except she also has a cold, so she's like, ah, which I was like, ooh.
Also, if you're fucking Sailor Moon, why are you not like, why are you still going to school?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh well. Oh, when they gave Luna a little cold, I was like,
oh,
Luna.
She was so, her little stuffy nose and her little congestion. Oh, her. It felt so bad. And she's like, it's fine. I'll just walk home by myself. And then Artemis is like, I'll walk you home. And she's like, fuck off. I'll do it myself.
I know. My note was like, Artemis gets shut the fuck down. But also, they burn her so hardcore because they're like, you'll never be in love. And Luna's like, I know. I don't want love. And I was like, damn, yeah. Okay.
Cold. Oh, so we just get this like sad Luna, like fever dreaming, like down the sidewalk on her way home. And she's like, all right, now I guess I'll just like cross the street. And she like pathetically hobbles halfway and then passes out. And you're like, oh shit. And this
I've seen
fucking...
this. No.
Yeah. This like red sports car is like, I don't give a shit. And it's like fully just gonna just run her over. And the like scientists from the other night basically like John Wicks her and just like somersaults in front of this car and like grabs her. And I was like, whew, that was very close. And then my favorite part was like the driver being like, look both ways.
Oh my
and, like,
God,
scolding
I know.
Him.
How about you fucking look, you idiot? You're the one driving.
Right? You're focusing on the wrong things, bud.
Yeah.
But
he saves Luna.
He saves Luna and takes her back to his place and like puts a little blankie over her and like helps with her fever and stuff.
He treats that cat better than I treat myself when I'm sick.
Oh yeah. Actually, like, I'm a princess. I'm like
cold towel for the forehead and stays awake by her side all night. I'm sick
Which
and I'm
like
give me orange juice and video games.
Yeah, I'm like,
deal with it.
I want ginger ale and a hot toddy and no one to talk to me. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she stays out all night, and then the next day they're like, where's Luna? And then everybody's like, Usagi, what did you say to her? Were you bullying her and like getting all mad at her?
She's like, no, she's always making fun of me.
Right. And then we get the iconic and very tactful conflict styles of Mars and Sailor Moon with their raspberries to each other. Spacing their words. Because they're mature.
I love that scene so much. I literally had to like scrub back and like I Snapchatted it to a bunch of people.
You Snapchatted it to me.
I love this so much. It's so good.
I love it. I forgot how much I love their like bickering.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So Luna wakes up in her savior's house.
In his bed. And is like, oh, he stayed up all night for me. He's like, no one's ever done that for me. I was like, you just kidnapped this cat.
Not even like 12 hours earlier, she was like, love is stupid. I don't need love. And now she's staring at this
dumb
human boy being like, oh my God.
Am I in love?
Oh my God.
And the thing was like, I was like, that's cool if we're talking about like different kinds of love, but it was literally like romantic love. So I was like,
oh right. Yeah. Like, I need this man in my life. Meow, meow, meow. Purr, purr, purr.
And then it's revealed that Kakeru knows Himeko because she comes to visit him. But then she kind of like gaslights him.
She is like, you could have been so good, but you decided to just like not follow with your genius and believe in silly tales from the moon.
Yeah, I was
damn.
Like, whoa, you're a guest in his house and you are coming for him.
You literally traveled and took an extra week so you could hang out with him and then are like, wow, you're a little bit of a fucking
nerd. Yeah, I was
nerd.
Like, and the first thing you do is like gaslight him into a conflict.
One then gets mad when he's like, please leave.
Yeah. And then like, oh, she's like, oh, why are you doing this to me? And I was like, yeah, because you're being a bitch and you're being disrespectful in his home. Also, there's a weird space crystal that's sucking his life force and making him be grumpy as well. So...
He's literally like, something came from the moon. I swear it's the goddess. And she's like, yeah, okay. And he shows her this stunning crystal. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. You're still a nut job.
Yeah. Still just like doesn't believe him. And like, oh my gosh. So yeah. Then when she leaves, Kakeru is like, I'm going to hold my cat because she'll make me happy. And then is trying to like figure out her name. And Luna goes,
she's
wait,
like, Luna.
Earth cats
wait.
Don't talk.
I mean, that's got to be awkward, right? Like, if you're used to just talking 24/7 because you're always around people that know you can talk.
Like, I know, and then being like, oh shit.
But I love how he still manages to get Luna.
Yep,
as her name.
Very, very quickly too. He's like, oh, you got a crescent moon on your forehead. Is your name Moon? No. What about Luna? And then she's like,
Luna's
yes.
Like, meow, meow, meow. It's a good Luna.
And then he says like, oh, your owner must be very well read in order to come up with Luna. Like, Luna's such a hard word.
And then it just shows Luna looking at the camera with like being like, really, Usagi?
Oh, yeah.
Well read. And just shows Usagi looking like a moron.
Just like, fucking
no,
reading her like a comic book.
She's not smart.
Oh, it was great. Next, we get our first little slice of conflict as people are going about their business on their winter breaks, hanging out, you know, shopping and shit, when a bunch of snow dancers are like just let free and start freezing everybody. What a way to ruin people's holidays.
I know, right? Everyone's like, oh, I'm having such a good break. And all of a sudden you are an icicle.
Yeah.
And you are dying because you are frozen.
And then we just get like 5 billion transformations to make sure everybody.
Okay. Look, I want to talk Sailor Moon transformations for a second.
Yes, let's.
Okay. When I was a kid, I remember people telling me the show was for girls and it was silly. And then I watched it and I saw these fantastic transformation sequences and I was blown away by the whole damn thing. And I was like, oh my God. It's so beautiful.
It is really good.
And in this one, they don't get their full transformations. They get like a kind of like a half version, but
yeah,
they still get
sped up.
Their 60s coded intro, like their dreamy C'est la moon. Each one gets their own song in it. It's like C'est la Mars, C'est la Jupiter. Like it's so good and it's quick, but it still is just like so fucking good. I love everything about the music and the sounds in this damn show.
Yeah, I think they got through the first four Sailor Scouts in like a minute, which was nice because we can't go through 10 full transformations. That's too much. I mean, even towards the end of it, I started getting annoyed with the like planet makeup or whatever. I was like, okay, we get it.
They break it up too. Like you get four of them, then you get three of them.
Then
you get the two. Yeah, which is great. A nice little bit of a breakup. And they only do it once in the whole fucking movie. Even later on when they're back in their uniforms again and they're fighting, they don't transform again.
Yeah, they don't do it again, which is good.
They got their point through.
Yeah.
they're not samurai pizza cats-ing it and doing it every 10 fucking minutes.
Oh my gosh, samurai pizza cats. They were like, but we need to fill our time slot.
Do you remember your first time you saw the transformation?
I think so. I think I remember it being like, you know, being like, what is going on? And just really being excited by it.
I would love if like I was just on the couch in my underwear and I'm like, shit, I gotta leave in 10 minutes. If I could just be like, moon beardy casual outfit power. And just like,
I know, right?
Cause they do have the ability to change their clothes using their wands and like transformation.
Oh, yeah, they to like disguise themselves.
Moon disguise power, whatever it is. I would love that so much.
I know, that would save me so much time.
I got back to school and I was like, that wasn't girly at all. That was so cool. And they're like, no, man, Dragon Ball Z is where it's at. And I was like, look it, I like both. Get out of here.
Well, and I also, the thing I love about this conflict is it's like, you get the first four and they're all fighting. And we get the next three. And it was funny because like, there's a decent chunk of conflict that goes on. And then they're like, they go back to Usagi running away. And
you're
still
running away.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, she hasn't even done anything yet. And then they do the like, look over there to distract the snow dancer.
So and running an alleyway. Transform.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because everyone else just did it right there on the spot. They were we don't care. We're not going to let anyone get hurt. And Moon's like, I need to run away while all of these people are being turned to ice so I can find an alleyway to change it.
Yeah. No one can know my secret identity, even though I look exactly the same. And then they have their like fun little, whatever that thing is, the like weird snow dancer multiplier battle. They're like, this is the one. And then it's not.
I love this battle because it just, you know, Uranus throws out her world shaking, which like obliterates the snow dancer. And then Venus uses her power
to like
lightning
cut
power.
Off the arms.
Venus turns this snow dancer into a Venus de Milo statue.
Whoa.
And just, and it's still not dead yet. It's like, I'm going to fight you without my arms.
Yeah, it's like, let me have you. Let me have at you.
And then, yeah, that's where we get to Sailor Moon. And this is my most favorite part of the movie that you're about to talk about.
Tuxedo Mask?
Yeah.
Because that was my favorite part. He throws a dreidel and says, L'chaim.
Even before that, he shows up and it's like, oh, it must be Tuxedo Mask. You look up and it's like Santa's sleigh. And it's like a full latex mask, Santa Claus and everything. Full Santa suit. Like, looks like an old man. It just like whips it off.
Oh, like, that is commitment.
It is
like,
me.
Santa. And then they're like, oh my gosh, it's actually Tuxedo Mask.
You're like, he literally, yeah, like you said, he throws a dreidel and goes L'chaim, which is normally a toast to a person's well-being. So either it was like him doing it purposely to be sarcastic, like not actually to your well-being, or it was just a bad translation. I don't know. But that like 10 seconds is probably my favorite 10 seconds because it's like fat old Santa.
So hard.
Even like my third time watching it this past week, because I'm crazy like that, I still, every time, I laugh so hard. Like, why is he throwing dreidels at people?
And thank goodness he does that, because then it allows for Sailor Moon to like activate her little wand thingy and destroy the snow dancers.
Yes.
So then now they can kind of figure out what's going on.
Well, the funny thing is, like, all these people are running for their lives, they're all being frozen, and then as soon as these snow dancers die, they instantly defrost, all the snow instantly disappears, and they just go on like nothing happened. Like, their terror is gone, they just keep walking along all casual,
no
shopping
PTSD
at stores. No, they just, the freezing made them lose a bit of their memory.
Yeah, they're fine. They have all their toes still.
Hopefully.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, here's three less toes. So from here, we're back at the space scientist, and the crystal starts to like glow, and he's like, aah! And Luna's like, what the fuck is going on?
You would think that with her like magical kitten
right?
sense, this should be like, something in here is causing something to go wrong. But instead, she's like reading books she's taking from like Mercury's mom and like trying to figure out what his illness is. And I'm like, girl, are you so blinded by love you can't even sense
she's
magic anymore?
She's WebMDing it.
No, literally. It's what she's doing.
Yeah.
If WebMD existed back then, that's basically what she'd be doing. I'm sure in the remake, if we got to this point, that's what would be happening. Man.
He starts yelling and clutching his head every time a weird crystal on his desk that's from space glows. And sometimes he grabs his chest. So I guess chest pain.
It might be lupus. Like, she's watching House and she's just like, hmm.
Oh my gosh. Incredible. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Dr. Kitty, she's on this.
Oh, man.
Well, and then so we get Luna reuniting with the rest of the gang. And she's got her cute little yellow bow. And everybody's like, she is in love. 100%.
Yeah. And like later on, she's back at his house. And like Artemis is like sitting with all of them as they're talking about like, oh, no, she's clearly in love. Oh, it's so cute. Like,
she's
so in love.
She's so in love. It's so cute.
In front of Artemis, who is so in love with her.
And like just like sulks out of the room. Oh. And then Venus is like, guys, you're being inconsiderate.
Like, are you stupid? We can't talk like that. He loves Luna. And every other person's like, what?
Because
it was so not obvious.
Yeah, right? And then, yeah, they're like making fun of Usagi for not catching it.
And what's funny, actually, is they actually do, obviously, spoilers, everybody, get together. Mm-hmm. Because they even have a child.
Wait. Kakeru and Luna?
No.
Oh,
Luna
Artemis.
And Artemis.
Okay. I was about to be like, how does that work?
Yeah, later on, like 10 seasons later. No,
oh,
Luna and Artemis
man.
Eventually have a child.
Okay, they have a kitten.
Yeah. And like, again, mimicking how the other scout group is way more mature, the regular like Sailor Scouts like all like, sitting around a little table like giggling and having fun, and then the other three are like in a cafe being like, all right, we gotta solve this.
Yeah,
what can we do?
Drinking
like
their,
being the mature
coffee
people.
yeah
oh
man. Well, and the thing is like Luna also like sees Usagi and Momo on a bench talking and being coupley, and she talks to her like later that night being like what smells good,
what,
blah blah blah,
what's kissing like.
Yeah, what does a kiss taste like? Which I was like, tastes like flesh? I don't know.
Well, we learned it tastes like sugar candy.
Yeah, which I was like, I don't know. Okay.
I love the scene because it shows Sailor Moon's love for Mamoru. Sorry, Usagi's love for Mamoru. And like, she's talking about how whenever he's so excited, he talks about the things he's excited with and he shares them with me. And he looks so happy and childlike when he sleeps. He seems so happy. And I'm like, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
that was
love.
Really sweet. I would agree.
And
he just
I don't
feels
know if you
so
noticed,
safe and comfortable.
When she's brushing her hair in the mirror, she's humming the Sailor Moon theme song.
Yep. I did notice that.
And I was like, oh, ah, they did it. They did the thing. It's kind of like saying the name of the series in the title, but of course they do.
Credits.
So it's different.
I think they call that like insertion art or something like that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Oh, man. But yeah, after this conversation, also, first off, before I get to that point, I loved Usagi and Chibi Moon in the bed sleeping. Oh, they're just like the same. Just, oh my gosh. I loved it. Go ahead.
One more quick note I forgot to mention. When they're talking about love, like when Artemis is there, I love Jupiter. Like a lot of them are like, oh, I can't wait to meet my first love. And it cuts to Jupiter. And she's like, have I ever told you about the guy that broke my heart really badly? He was great.
Yep. I was like, oh no.
Oh no. Anyways, continue
so on. Well, I was just going to say, like, later that night, Luna covers herself in potpourri and goes to see the scientist and then kisses him while he's sleeping.
Did she kiss him?
Yeah, she kisses him.
Like, on the little cheek, like, nuzzles up on his little
I don't know. I don't know if it was the cheek or the lips, but she kisses him. I think she kisses him on the lips.
Whoa, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and then it like smash cuts to like Luna running in a meadow by the sea, and it's all rainbow and prismatic. And
oh, to be a kitty in love.
I loved it. It was incredible.
It's adorable. It's so fucking adorable.
Yeah. Oh. Kitten love. Oh. Well, and the thing is, like, later, so the next day, Luna's, like, getting ready to go back to see the scientist boy, and Usagi notices and, like, follows her to be like, who's this mysterious boy that you like?
Hmm.
And I'm like, could you imagine if it was, like, Rum Tum Tugger from Cats?
No.
Oh, I would love that so much.
Oh. How dare you?
Oh, you're welcome.
Episode over.
I was like, we need to have fan art of that. Can someone please draw Luna with Rum Tum Tugger? I would love that. Thank you so much. But yeah, so she finds out it's not Rum Tum Tugger. It's this scientist guy. She like watches, and Himeko is like, not today, Luna. Like, he's very sick. You can't come see him. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, grr! And then she sees that Usagi followed her and was like, I'm just a foolish cat in love. And they have like a moment. And while this is happening,
a very cute Kakeru, moment.
Yeah, it's a very like cute, understanding, sympathetic, empathetic moment. But while this is happening, Kakeru is kind of like shutting down Himeko for not fantasizing about the moon like him. Because she's like, maybe when I come back from my mission, like I can come back and visit you. And he's like, no, you don't believe in moon princesses. Fuck off. Don't come back here. Which is like, okay. But then, yeah, and so we got this bad opalescent lady coming, and she's like, ah, I have found the crystal, and like just like smashes right into his house and is like, thanks for like keeping it powerful by, you know, letting it suck your life essence. It's real solid of you. So she like takes this.
Thanks, bro.
Keep charging it for me. Did me a real solid. And so, you know, of course, they're like, all the Sailor Scouts are talking about like how they're going to defeat this lady. And Artemis is like, you need to have silver crystal power, which is,
I read about it in one of my old books.
Yeah, right. I was like, just pulls it out of nowhere. You're like, okay.
Silver crystal friendship power. I love the name of shit in Sailor Moon. It's
oh, it's so good. It's so good.
We need to use the power of friendship to charge the crystal for this is that. But no, the name of the crystal is the silver crystal friendship power or whatever it is. Like it's.
Yep. It's excellent. Oh, the branding.
Mm.
This happens and Usagi like catches up to Himeko as she's getting ready to go to the airport and is like, you can't go to space. There's an evil lady who's like trying to freeze the earth and it's not safe for you to go. And she's like, I'm a scientist. Get out of my way. I'm going to space. Just like blows her off.
You know what? I kind of understand that. If some random girl runs up to you and is like, hi, I know your boyfriend that's obsessed with the moon, and he's right. The moon is going, and the whole world is going to get destroyed and frozen over, and da 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 da. And I was like, I understand where she's coming from, thinking this is crazy. Until she walks away, and the news goes, breaking news, Africa now completely frozen.
Yeah, Africa's frozen, and you're like, all right, well,
but she didn't see the news,
change.
So nope. She just keeps on going.
Because she's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
So then we enter our third act. And it starts with Elsa making her fortress in Japan.
Yep.
So she can let it go or whatever. And tells the snow dancers, because the Sailor Scouts come and they're all like, fuck this. Oh, it's the Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And yep. They're like, how dare you? And so, yeah, the evil snow queen is like, don't kill them yet. Just torture them first. I was like, oh.
That's a little dark. Moon villains. They don't give two shits. They're like, no, nope. Torture them, murder the children. We don't care.
Yeah, who cares? They're like 15. Who cares? Torture them. Do it. Yeah. Well,
and then when Moon gets there, she's like, "I'm gonna do some therapy with this girl, and that'll solve all of her problems."
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Don't you want to see the true beauty in the world? It's not in ice, it's in friendship and love and deeba deeba duh.
And this bitch is like, I don't care.
And she's like, nah, bitch, we freezing everything.
Hell yeah. What does it say? Oh, I wrote down the line. If you only think about yourself, you'll never know the beauty of being in love.
She doesn't care. She wants icicles.
She just wants like an ice snow globe planet for her collection.
Duh, moon. Get it through your head.
Oh, geez. Stop being so like...
Hey, you know what, though? At the same time, at least it is, you know, at least it's giving, trying to put myth therapy in a positive light, kind of saying, hey, you know, maybe we need a little bit of talk therapy here instead.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do, however.
We don't need to fight. We can just talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
These evil villains who don't wear shirts, just tits out.
Look, I'm not complaining.
Nope. But yeah, after this, Sailor Moon pulls out her Fabergé egg and turns into Super Sailor Moon.
Which is my favorite costume of the Sailor Moon variants.
It is pretty cool.
I love that. It's got the like the little like rainbow.
Yeah, it's like an ombre rainbow like chiffon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super cool. I loved it. My only critique as a costume designer is like, how do butterflies relate to the moon? Because there's a lot of butterfly imagery.
It's my only thing. Hey, for all you know, in the moon kingdom, on the side of the moon that we can't see, are a bunch of space butterflies.
Her innate power knows this. I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds would disagree with that. Weren't they in that like really terrible space horror movie about the dark side of the moon?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Oh man. Well, the thing is, like, I love that my note for this part was, oh shit, Elsa just cold blasts straight through her love and friendship.
Oh, literally. Like, Sailor Moon gets her ass kicked, like, instantly. She, like, transforms and makes this big deal about the new costume, and she's like, let's go! And she's like, beep.
Yep, just, like, one little flick, and she's down, and I was like, well, that's fine. And then they realize, doing, oh, maybe we need to use our silver crystal power of love and friendship, and that's how we'll win.
And Sailor Moon will die if she uses it unless we really give it our all.
Yeah, unless we all join hands, Sailor Moon will die.
And this leads to something I'm going to imagine surprised you a lot.
What?
With Luna.
Sailor Moon asking for Luna to be a human for one night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what a good friend. But also weird.
Well, That's how they were able to channel their love to like destroy this lady was being like, she could have anything she wants. When she uses this power, she gets a wish.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being like, it would be nice if this lady was gone, she was like, I want to use it to let my friend be human so she can show love, which then actually makes the crystal more powerful than what the wish would have been and sends Snow Princess to Kingdom Come.
Yep.
But like, there's that sequence where she goes to her love, Kaguya.
Yeah, who's like fever dream, pass out in the snow in the street.
Yeah, like takes him on this journey up to the moon.
Oh man. Which also, I loved her outfit. And like, the way they incorporated the little yellow bow around her neck. Oh my gosh. My only thing was like, why were there black flowers on her boobs?
So... yeah, let's break down this outfit real quick. It's a yellow like sundress. If anyone who has seen Neon Genesis would understand if I say an Asuka style dress.
I wouldn't.
But it has these black like flower things on the boobs randomly, and then this like gorgeous sheer chiffon that like bursts out underneath it.
It's so cool.
Her hair is almost as long as the bloody dress.
Oh my gosh, it's like hair goals. They're so good.
And like, here's the thing, what I love about this, okay? She could have gone up there and, like, had her night with her man that she's in love with, kissed him and smooched him in all the right places and yada, yada, yada. But instead, she goes up there and says, hey, Princess Kaguya is real, and it's not that evil lady. It's me. And he's like, nah, you're Luna. I know who this is. And she's like, shh, don't talk.
Wait, does he?
Yeah, he's like, He makes a point that he thinks that she's Luna, and she basically goes, shh, don't talk.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
Yeah. And so
maybe it's because I was too busy laughing at the fact that she like parades him in front of Himiko, who is already in space somehow.
I was like, she got to space and is working on that spaceship real quick.
I was like, first off, it's she got like, back to America super fast, which if she's going to Florida, like that's not a short flight.
And well, she lands in Tokyo first, space. But like they're in space. And she's like, oh, it's not about me. It's actually your one true love. It's actually her. You need her. Yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. And like, honestly, good for her. She could have had her moment and been like, all right, I had my moment. Fuck this guy. He can do what he wants. But no, she used that. She flew by, like you said, his lady lover, Himeko. And she's like, oh, my gosh.
It's Princess Kaguya.
She is real.
I was being a dumb bitch.
Like, literally, she just sees a comet fly by her that somehow in her mind looks like a human face. And she's like,
yep.
My God, it's real.
Oh, my gosh. And then she's like, wasn't that Kakaru as well?
Yeah. But I really liked it.
I really liked it, too. But my note was like, he is going to think this is a fever dream. He is not going to believe this was real.
Probably not. And I think that's what he thought at first. I think he learned a lesson from it because he was like, yeah, I got to go for my main squeeze. But at the end, when Luna drops that bag of candy in front of the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when he kind of has that moment where he's like, oh, it was real.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, before I finish being like, that's it. Artemis tells Luna that no matter what, he'll be by her side.
And she blushes. And I think she finally starts to realize that he truly is a good kitty. And that he might be the one for her. But also at the same time, though, Artemis is a bit of a little turd because he just like gets shut down multiple times this episode by her. And she's like, I love this human man. And then she's like, oh, I really do think you're really great. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, I forget all that bad shit that just happened where she shut me down multiple times.
What a cuck.
I was trying not to say it, but you just came straight out with it.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm going to call him a cuck.
Artemis also has a human form, and so does their child.
Okay.
Artemis's human form, pure white outfit, but for some reason the belly button has a triangle cut out of it. I don't know why. And he's in like these skinny white pants, and then he has this long hair with bangs. It's like to his ass, but it's like pure white. It's a very striking difference to Luna's human form.
Do you have it pulled up?
And then
I was like,
yeah,
screen share it.
Let me show this to you here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so ready to see this weird description in real life.
And this is their child as well, who happens to have like teal hair.
It's Bulma.
He is very Inuyasha coded.
Yeah, he does look very Inuyasha-esque. Huh. Yeah, I can see that being the like human version of that cat.
Yeah, and then their daughter Diana.
Oh, okay.
Which boring, cool. Right? Luna, Artemis,
yeah.
Diana.
Which I mean, like, I get it. It has, you know, Greek, you know, yada yada connections, but meh, boring. There's other better Greek names that you could go with that fit within that like theme.
Exactly.
Oh man. But yeah, and then we get the really boring ending song. And that's
it just kind of like fades out with everyone in love. And yeah, we get that. So boring. I'm glad you agree. Yeah, I was like, if they say this is a banger, I'm gonna be so I'm assuming you had a good time.
I did. This was a good choice. I literally wrote excellent choice, Mac, in my notes.
I thought it'd be nice for like a Christmas movie because like it's wholesome, it's nostalgic, it's cute. And the amount of times I said aw.
Well, and what I liked about it is like it was holiday, but it wasn't like beat you over the face holiday.
Yes.
So exactly. I did like that.
Well, because the only mention of actual Christmas other than saying their holiday break was Santa.
L'chaim.
Santa. Santa Darian. Santa. Oh, my God. I'm drawing a blank his name here. What the
tuxedo
fuck is
mask.
It? Tuxedo Mask. Is Santa Tuxedo Mask, which is, you know what? I like that. It wasn't just a Christmas movie, but it was set around Christmas time.
Yep.
It's nice.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice.
If you had to give it like a rating out of 10, what would you give it?
I'd probably give it about an 8. Like, I definitely enjoyed this the most out of what we've watched so far.
Okay. So. I'm around the similar to the same point. I think it's pretty highly rated for me just because it's clean. It's a well put together,
yes, very
fast paced, very few filler points, just straight to the point, move through it, a 60-minute easy watch.
Yeah, but it didn't feel rushed, which was nice. Like, the pacing was really nice.
Exactly. The score online is an average of, and this is across 28,000 reviews, 7.69. So you're close to the average.
Okay.
You enjoyed it more than some.
Yeah.
With most people saying, there's no not recommended. Almost everyone is saying they recommend it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would recommend this movie.
Oh, yeah. If someone's like, hey, what's a good anime movie to watch? Like, with my kids or with like a friend or something, I'd be like, Sailor Moon, Hearts and Ice, do it.
Yeah.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. It's cute. It's fun. It's nostalgic. It's iconic. Go do it, you coward.
All right. Well, we know how Mac would feel about this movie.
So I think that's a good way to kind of move through the holiday season. And I hoped everyone listening also enjoyed this if they happen to watch along. And if you haven't watched it yet, I suggest you do, because there might have been some stuff left out. And then you can also experience the oohs and ahs yourself and fall in love with a human man if you happen to be a cat listening to this.
I know that our cat demographic is quite large.
Yes. Don't know where I'm going with this. Anyways, we're glad you'd spent part of your holiday with us, even if just this hour and 15 or so minutes of it. Take a bit of a break from the family and all the chaos going on to listen to two nerds talk about Sailor Moon.
Heck yeah. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Exactly, Beardy Brown. If you would like to hear more of us and to spend more time away from the chaos, you can check out our other episodes with things such as Ranma, Cardcaptor Sakura, Dragon Ball, Tenchi, 3X3 Eyes, etc. We got a lot of good stuff out there. If you want to follow us on socials, it's pretty much everywhere at Animates, just like the title of the podcast here. And if you want to, you know, hit us with a review, if you like the episode, please do so on your favorite app. It definitely helps out a crap ton, because more you press that button, the more they show us on the homepage of all these apps. So do it, please. If you could give me one gift this Christmas, it would be to press that 5-star button.
Please, please push the button and give us 5 stars.
Please, sir. Can I have some more stars?
5 stars, please. Anyways, enough of our terrible British pauper accents.
Anyways, have a good rest of your holiday, or if you're listening to this in the middle of the spring or something, have a good rest of your whatever you're currently doing.
Yeah.
And
have
we
some
will...
peace, love, and friendship.
Yeah. And then maybe you too can manifest the silver crystal.
Hell yeah.
And use it to defeat the evils in your life.
Take that, Elsa.
Fuck yeah. I don't know how to end this one. We already did that.
Oh yeah, we can't do that. Moon prison.